Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Comfort Level Podcast. We're doing a podcast.
Wait, this podcast was brought to you by Carl Spray.
Carl Spray.
Pellet.
Get him out of here. We don't need him.
Yeah, goodbye, Carl.
Bye, Carl. You're gone. You're canceled, Carl.
Whoa, wait. Am I Carl?
No, you're not Carl.
But no, you this were is the on episode the you story, were on. The Carl story was there.
Right. Yeah. That's crazy. Y'all look good. Yeah, y'all look good.
Yeah. I didn't even plan that. I just was like,
that was your cousin.
That's my cousin.
Hey.
Carl Repellent, yeah.
That's fire.
And actually,
hey, let me touch it real quick.
Josh,
hey.
We have a gift for you. It's in honor of you being the first, no, you're not the first returning guest. The sibling of a guest who's, Sammy and Kelly. You're the first male returning guest of a sibling we've had on this show.
He started the singing for us.
This is in honor of the singing.
Okay.
Because of that crazy freestyle that Maddie says wasn't recorded, but it definitely was. And she just didn't want to put it in the...
It was recorded. But and I don't know if you remember. It was a little inappropriate.
It was fire. I remember.
Nasty.
No, I remember it was fire.
And when we were hyping you up towards the end, it kind of blew out the mic. So it didn't. I didn't put it in for a good reason.
Okay.
But we all wanted to honor you. We thought of you when we bought this.
Okay.
We thought Maddie was number one. She was like, that's Josh. And it reminded us on our trip when we went on the cruise, this is what Josh needed and this is perfect. So
see,
you want to hand this?
I have a vision in my mind of what I think it is, but I'm not gonna say that because
I don't know what it is either. And I'm
no, we all about. Bought it, so don't. This is a gift from our podcast,
so. Bruh, I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was some condoms. Y'all talking about this is what I needed. Okay.
We hope you like it.
It's not condoms.
Yeah, we hope you like it. That's a big box of condoms. I got you a big
shaving kit.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. A shaving kit.
Maddie, hey, look, man. What? Let me see. Sharks.
What is it?
Survival kit? Wait. Was I in the restroom that much?
You were constantly in the bathroom. We know that you needed something to survive. It was a harrowing journey for you on that cruise, and we just want to make sure you're covered. So that's for you.
You can't run from that's the runs.
Yeah. I don't remember having stomach problems. Yeah. I was in there that much?
Constantly. That's all I remember from the cruise.
I don't remember the stomach problems. I remember the butter.
I remember the counseling session. At 3
the counseling, I do remember the counseling. And I remember the runs. You were constantly running because you had the runs. You got me.
No. Look, y'all not finna do me like this, bro. I don't have bowel problems. They didn't even have hot food on the cruise, okay? They didn't. So my stomach was okay. I know, maybe because I had a good song that I like listening to and I would put it on when I went to the restroom. Yeah. So even if I did have problems, you feel me? I would just put it on. Y'all couldn't hear me.
It was the same song every single day. It was on repeat. It was like you have a few songs on repeat, but it's like you come back to it. One song and you come back to it. And then, let me play that song again because I just...
Yes. Was it a toilet song? Was it specifically for the toilet?
It was for everything.
For everything.
But look, we did better this time because we went on a trip before then and I had a song that I was playing over and over again on that trip. And we almost squabbled on that one, bro. Somebody had to mediate us not fighting.
Yeah.
Because,
it was that bad.
He pressed me. He's like, bro, turn that song off, whatever. I'm like, don't tell me to turn my music off, bro. We really finna get into it.
Ooh.
And we really almost fought, bro.
Yeah,
but,
we really did.
You know
true
what I mean? But this time, we handle things like men, like brothers. You know what I mean? So, hey, solid. And
I don't get it.
Ask him.
I wasn't around. I didn't know this about Josh.
No, this isn't anything you needed to know. It wasn't a thing.
Yeah, we can ruin the joke. That was my gag gift for Brandon last week. It came after the episode. I didn't want it, so we gave it to Josh.
Not have reusing it. What?
See, I made up a story about him pooping all over the cruise. It was a joke, Maddie. I don't know why you had to ruin things.
Because I was confused. Oh, and now that you bring it up, you did say before the podcast, I'm going to give him a gag
gift. I literally
gift.
Told you what but it I was, still, and you forgot completely.
I was like, sure, he wasn't a pooper.
Right, thank you, Maddie, thank
Man,
you.
That's horrible.
He didn't
You
poop.
Better cut all that out, because we can't.
It was such a great momentum,
yeah,
dude.
It was
just
a
saying.
Good... Yeah, then Maddie was like, no, we have to stop.
I mean, maybe they want the behind the scenes of what
okay,
happened.
Maybe you guys get the behind the scenes. Tell us if you wanted it, because leave it in, and tell us if she should have cut it out.
No, oh my God.
I think no context would have been great.
Yeah, I think no context was good. I know, just move
you,
on,
Maddie.
And we never
Maddie, don't let them do you like yeah. that. I appreciate it. Because people out here would have
just...
Yeah,
been
just
like,
thought I
no,
people kind of,
every time Josh is on, they're like, did you ever clean up that like, constantly, they remember.
Man, That's you would have had to make a public
guy.
appearance. Clear my name.
That guy poops.
No. Wipe your name clean.
No, he cries.
That was good. I like that one.
That was really good, actually.
That was,
I appreciated
yeah,
that one.
That was great.
And with that, knowing that it was a gag, because it's not real, yeah. He said, I'll remember that.
I got you.
All right. Well, let's clear the air with the aerosol poopery and move on.
Okay.
Back to back.
All right.
Okay.
So
wait, before we move on, every time I look at this dude now, like more and more, I'm like, he looks like a good dude. I'm mad I picked this to be Carl.
I think
Let
you.
Me see him again.
He looks like a business guy. He looks weird.
He
looks
a little creepy.
He doesn't seem like what I think Carl would look like.
I feel like this is like the cool history teacher.
I feel like Carl would be attractive, and that's why it's a problem.
No, I don't think Carl was attractive.
You don't think Carl's attractive?
Yeah, I think he was just
attractive.
Straight chaotic, evil, ugly.
Yeah. I don't think he's ugly, but I think he's plain.
Plain.
I think he's plain, and you're like, why do you like Carl so much? He's nothing. He's not even... Ugly would be more interesting. He's just like nondescript, but he has an attitude.
Yeah.
I feel like Carl was on the bigger side. You know what I mean?
He
like,
will
that
fit.
Was that guy's teddy bear.
He will
know?
Fit. Yeah.
He said that's my nicotine.
And Bitcoin.
That's right. My nicotine.
Okay. Yeah. Well, today we're going to talk about, I guess, some mean people. Mm. We've got some stories where people are being a little bit mean, and maybe we
she
can figure out.
Go here.
Exactly. Right. Yep.
Right.
Mean girls.
Yeah.
We are talking about a few mean girls and some mean guys.
Sam can relate to the other one.
What?
What's
mean
what?
Guys.
Because he's mean?
That supposed
yeah.
to mean?
Yeah, because he's mean. Nice. Got you.
Pretty nice guy. That's what Prank. A lot of people say about me.
Yeah. Nice guy's Prank. Not a good guy.
Is there, like a lot of people are like, hey, you're a really nice guy. You're really cool. And like we like you a lot.
You're a bully.
Oh.
Tooth comes
I think
out.
We should just move on with the rest of the podcast. Because I feel attacked. I feel bullied. Josh, defend me. Don't just sit there. This is crazy.
Look, I was
going to
say,
no.
Maybe he's the bully.
No,
but
no,
the
you
time
say
passed.
Anything.
It was too
you
long.
Have defended
there was too long
me.
Of a silence. I couldn't say it, though.
No.
I'm sorry.
Now, you see how this made you feel after that? I rest my case.
No, I was watching him. He's like, I want to step in. But he didn't say anything. And I just felt like I was getting attacked more. And I was getting beat down. And Maddie was like high-fiving you. Like, yeah, he is mean.
He needed help.
I needed
so
help.
He called for help.
He needed help. But the way he addressed the help after that you didn't give him was mean.
Are you trying to manipulate me?
Yeah, he's trying to manipulate
me.
I think he's trying to manipulate me. You
he's
might
trying
be the
to
villain.
Dip. You're a villain. You're gaslighting him.
You are a manipulator.
I am the imposter. I will admit.
Is that how it sounds? What
no.
was the sound?
We win.
What was the sound of the...
I don't remember.
When it
I don't think there was
the,
one.
Wasn't? I thought it was like... Wah.
There probably was, but I don't remember what it was.
Like, you remember the text came out? I was like...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they would just float off.
Why did I think it was like a mile?
Maybe there was one.
I don't know.
Probably when they fell into the lava.
No, it's when they called the meeting.
I thought it was like, bah!
Why don't we play Among Us?
We should play Among Us.
Right, yeah, because we got to get our Among Us IQ back together. Yeah. Right now,
I forgot everything about the game.
Did it ruin relationships in a period of time? Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
But it was fun.
Doesn't that seem like a different time? Like, I remember we were like in Played Up. We were like doing Played Up, and then we
Played Up or Among Us.
Stopped. Oh.
See, that's all that's in your mind.
I'm obsessed. I said Played Up.
I was like, when did Played Up come from?
I never did. I'm obsessed with this game.
Oh my God.
Oh, but Among Us.
Yeah. Was that pandemic time or was that before?
That was peak pandemic.
I didn't go anywhere for 2 years. I didn't leave my house.
But you wouldn't have left your house if there was a pandemic. Like, if there wasn't a pandemic, you wouldn't have left your house.
Honestly, the pandemic ruined me. I was out before the pandemic. The pandemic, like, returned me back to my old ways. And I was, like, out all the time. But now I'm like, there's no need. I haven't been able to get out of this mode.
Do you just, like, order your groceries and have them brought to you now?
Yeah. Oh, I've been doing that since, like, probably, like, 10 months in the pandemic I started doing it. And then after, I'm like, this is better than grocery shopping. I don't like grocery shopping. I'd rather them deliver it, so I still do it.
Is it, like, even that expensive?
It's sizable. It's not. It's probably, like, $30 more if you deliver it then. So it's kind of expensive, but it's worth it to me.
How much do you fill up on gas?
Oh, it's like maybe once a month.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. I wish I could live that life.
For real?
Yeah.
It's like once a week for me.
Man.
Well, you're a jet setter. You're like a cool cat. Taking names, going places.
I go to school. I go to work. That's about it.
Right.
That's all you need.
No.
That's all you need.
I want more for my life.
Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese. Right. When's the last time you've been to Chuck E. Cheese? Everybody, tell me.
Wait,
right now.
Wait.
When's the last time you've been to Chuck E. Cheese? Yeah, when's the last time you've been to Chuck E. Cheese?
I don't know. It's been a while.
Brandon, when's the last time you've been to Chuck E. Cheese?
I was like 4.
That's too late. Come on. When's the last time you've been to Chuck E. Cheese?
Like 4 years ago.
4 years ago?
Yeah, I went for a little kid's birthday party. Hey, stayed for the fun.
Yeah, we need to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Don't play.
The pizza goes crazy. Yes.
Yeah.
The pizza goes stupid.
The go-karts, though. That's fun.
Yeah. I think I got a coupon at my job. Sam,
he's being genuine.
I know. I'm being genuine. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
If you schedule a date, we'll go.
I'll schedule it.
And then we'll vlog
it. Is he being serious? Really? You think so?
Oh, no.
Yeah, let's go. I'm dead serious. Let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
He said it.
Because you said no Japan 2.0.
Yeah, but we going to Chuck E. Cheese.
For real?
My guy, Charles.
Bro. Charles. Because I like all the selections of pizza. Like, being able to get, like, the dessert pizza and stuff like that.
Yes! We're going to Chuck E. Cheese. I'm excited.
I feel like Amazing Pizza Machine might be better.
It is, 100%.
Because, you know, they have the bumper cars. It's like, it's more adult-ish.
Yeah.
Let's
just
go to Amazing Pizza Machine.
Why can't we go to Amazing Pizza Machine?
It's right down the street. Right.
But my guy, Charles.
Charles
by Miller South.
E. Cheese.
Charles E. Cheese.
Wait, that was fire. Not to say E. Cheese at the same time. Wait, were we just locked in for
a second? We're locked in. We're going to Chuck E. Cheese.
Edward Cheese.
Edward. Ooh.
Charles Edward Cheese.
Even though at Amazing Pizza Machine, I low-key really like that.
The cars.
The car. The,
and the one that goes around and you look up and it has a mirror looking at
you. I feel like it goes too fast.
It has a dog mascot. I forget the dog's name.
Yeah, see, look, we don't rep the Chucky, the Amazing Pizza Machine mascot.
I didn't know they had a mascot.
We rep Chucky though. We can rep Chucky.
Their food is bad.
I can't rep the dog.
It is?
Yeah.
I don't even remember the last time I've been there.
It's bad.
Which one? Amazing Pizza Machine. Which
one
is the one by?
Yeah, that's Amazing Pizza Machine.
I thought that was Chucky Cheese.
No, Chuck E. Cheese is on 72nd.
Yeah, it's on 72nd. It's a place where kids can be a kid.
By the Asian Market.
Oh.
Yeah,
let's go to Chuck E. Cheese.
They got rebranded. That's probably why.
I've never been to Chuck E. Cheese. Can we go to Chuck E. Cheese?
Wait, you said you were 4 years ago.
I went to the Amazing Pizza Machine.
Wow.
Because I went
we
to...
We high-fived. Take it.
Wait. I went to the one by... And if that's the Amazing Pizza Machine, then because I was like, why do you guys think the pizza's good? It's trash. I was talking about Amazing Pizza Machine.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's horrible over there.
The pizza's really bad, but they have like a bunch of stuff. It reminds me of like cafeteria food, like school cafeteria food, where it's like
mixed with like Golden Corral.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, it's like fine, but some of it's bad, and you're like,
it's just there but to make they, it look yeah, like
they
more.
Have so much of it. You're like, oh, this has to be good because there's tacos and pizza and burgers. You're like, there's so much. I'm going to find something good. No, you won't.
You won't.
You never do.
You never do.
You won't you find just anything keep looking. Good.
But Chuck E. Cheese is like, we got pizza and we're putting our all into this.
And they do have a lot of arcade games, don't they?
They have a lot.
Do you remember? Sorry.
I was just saying, I forgot Family Fun Center closed.
Yeah. Well, don't they still have the XL?
No, that closed
XL
down.
Is gone?
Yeah, XL is out of here. It is gone. I was like,
I remember that was your place.
It was so big.
72nd was my place. XL was just there.
Yeah, actually, yeah. 72nd was way better than
72nd. XL. Nothing will ever.
Well, they brought my favorite game, the Bertha game, where you had to throw balls into this woman. She gets, she's like, yeah. I love that. I'm like, eat this.
Oh, I think Chuck E. Cheese has that still.
Does it? Oh, yeah. I love that game. Then I'm like, I'm feeding her. I'm like, I like my girls thick. And so, yeah.
So I'm gonna get you thick now.
Yeah, you gonna get thick. And she's like, oh. And her dresser go like, oh.
What's y'all remember the theory, though?
The theory?
Behind Big Bertha?
Nah, Chuck E. Cheese. So it was like a viral theory where somebody, I forgot who the YouTuber was. It was like a big YouTuber. But they basically claimed that Chuck E. Cheese recycled their pizza.
Yeah, it was Shane Dawson.
Shane Dawson, right. They claimed that Chuck E. Cheese recycled their pizza. So, like, if there was a pizza that didn't get finished, they would take the slices, they would put it into a new pizza, put cheese over it, melt it, and make it seem like it was a part of the same
lunch. Isn't that harder? Or I guess they're cobbling a bunch of onion pieces together.
Right. No, because... And it was a big thing. Everybody who went to Chuck E. Cheese would always have a couple slices that didn't fit in their pizza. So it was like a big thing.
That's fair. Like,
it was a big thing of like they recycle their pizza and whatever. And like Chuck E. Cheese came out with an official video showing how they cut their slices and how it like leans a little bit.
No.
So it explains why the pieces are uneven.
I'd be so mad if I had to work at that company, I had to make that video. I'm like, this is crazy. And they're like, we do recycle our pizza, so we need to get out in front of
it. Yeah, and I think it was tragic during that time, too, because everybody would go into Chuck E. Cheese just to try and see and test out the theory. That's and a lot crazy. Of people were right, too. Like, I remember the one, like, food reviewer that I watched, he went, and his was his pieces didn't match. So it was like, you can't really explain this. Besides, you know, the theory being true. So hopefully,
but do they have videos of them coming from the back with the pizza not fitting? Because I'm like, I feel people just like bring like a little Tostino's pizza and put a little tiny pizza. They're like, what is this?
Right, yeah.
Bring Pizza Hut pizza from outside. And
I think at a certain point, probably during like the pandemic, because they weren't getting that much money, you could order a whole Chuck E. Cheese pizza. And they would come in a box, and you could take it out. Like, yeah.
Is Chuck E. Cheese pizza really that good, though?
I mean, it's better than anything Amazing Pizza Machine got. For okay, sure.
but bar is low.
Yeah, that's a low.
That's a really low bar, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's edible, and that's what I like.
A lot of things. Do you guys like Tostino pizzas?
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
You don't like them?
I don't like them.
Why?
It's like the way the cheese just kind of sits on it. I don't like the way the cheese sits on it.
It's the crust for me. It's like the flakiness of it.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just bash those
things. I don't think I don't like the way the cheese sits on it. I don't like the sauce that they use.
Mm. What do you feel like about frozen pizzas in general?
Some mess with DiGiorno.
Yeah, DiGiorno goes crazy.
DiGiorno's really good.
DiGiorno is the best. Red Baron was a really good frozen pizza.
Now we own.
But they started putting these like this like weird like crumbs at the bottom of it now, and I'm like, like it's like, I don't like you know when like they make the dough like sometimes you could see like little yellow dots at the bottom
of it. The little Caesar's sprinkle.
Yeah, yeah.
What little Caesar's having to be all over the box.
Yeah, but those are these are like huge. Like it's like, ew, what did y'all do? Why did y'all mess up y'all recipe? Because whatever
they got
it
corn
is.
Chunks on the
yeah.
bottom.
Yeah.
So what if we switch it up and we talk about arcades and games and parties and stuff like
that? Yeah. All day.
Yeah, that would make sense. That would be
that would make sense because we
talked for 20 minutes about
right, comparing Chuck E. Cheese.
23 to be exact.
Amazing.
Oh, 23. I love it.
So let's start with this one. Shout out to Brandon Series.
Promo for 23 Sucks. He's been dropping knowledge. He's been dropping dying.
It's probably fully released by this point, so you should go check it out on his Instagram, Brando.
Or TikTok.
What is it?
I prefer TikTok.
Watch him on TikTok.
It's not Brando 2 Clutch, is
Brandon,
it?
On TikTok, it's Brando 2 Clutch. On Instagram, it's Brandon Next Door.
Brandon Next Door. So go check it out. 23 Sucks. And out now.
We've been like doing these videos so early. He's actually 25.
I thought you said you were 27.
I'm 300.
You're 300? I'm 300.
So, story?
Yeah.
Story, yes. No, let's keep talking about random things. I love this. I'd rather do this the whole time. But okay.
I thought you were just going to say, wait, but anyway. Yeah. So, I was like, oh my God, Sam's being crazy right now.
Am I the asshole for buying a claw machine?
No, you're perfect. You're my dream person. Regardless of gender, whoever it is, I'm in love with this person.
Maybe. We don't know. See, this is how these stories go. We think we know, but we don't know for real. Maybe.
I'm going to say no.
Oh.
I'm dying on this
one. I don't have any hill to stand on. I'm just saying no.
This is the hill I'm dying on. No matter what they say, they can't turn me.
No. Because if it's bad, you got to play that back. That sound bite, no matter what happens.
No matter what, I'm on their side.
Am I the asshole for buying a claw machine? I'm just touching it.
Did you scratch your foot?
Yeah. And I was like, get out of here. Am I the asshole for buying a claw machine? I'm 20. I still live at home as my university is close to it. My partner got annoyed with me for having too many stuffed animals in my room, and honestly, my mom said the same thing, so I guess they were probably onto something. I own too many stuffed animals, so I bought a claw machine as a cool way to store them. It's also cool to just practice and play. I go to Japan every year, usually to visit my grandparents, and in Japan, arcades are really popular. I played a lot growing up, and honestly, that's why I have so many stuffed animals. I asked my mom if I could get one, and she said, yes, if I'm paying for it, it's in my basement. My boyfriend, who I plan on moving out with eventually, is really upset with me. He hates the claw machine and thinks it's ugly and doesn't want to deal with it in the future when we live together. He told me that when we move out, he wants me to sell it and most of my toys. But I can't stand the idea of doing that either. A lot of my toys have good memories from Japan, and a lot were won by or given to me from relatives that have passed away. Am I the asshole for not considering my partner's feelings before purchasing it?
I wanted him to be wrong so bad. I wanted Sam to be wrong so bad, but no.
Yeah, you're not.
She sound like me for real. I had stuffed animals till I was about 16. They just be in my bed with me, right? I pretend they...
Getting a little personal, you almost revealed something.
They were my friends, okay?
Hey, you know, man, we all
benefits?
Hey, bro, it ain't no, what's the Netflix show?
Oh, Big Mouth?
It ain't on no Big Mouth. Chill. I was not doing my stuffed animals like that. Now, look, just you know what I mean? I would imagine that they would protect me from everything I was scared of. And that they could talk to me like Toy Story. That's it. That's all.
We talked about this with the about toy. Would you actually would you freak out or would you be happy if your toys actually started?
Bro,
talking
I would
to
be
you?
So happy. My stuffed monkey that family friend gave to me from the zoo that we had, bro. Like if bananas was real.
Oh no,
he was on a roll.
He
too.
Got like these like long arms, whatever. Like they're supposed to be like Velcro, so you can wear them like a backpack or whatever. But I know he'd have like the smoothest dap up. Like he'd be like, "What's good, bro?" Like just be, his arm just be going like that. Like that'd be so cool.
That was a really smooth dap up, by the way. I was like, I didn't know if your hand was going to connect in the demonstration, but it did.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that.
Would mean you dap someone up and their arm just like goes to whoop.
Facts. And another one would probably just be like, wash me, because I never washed my stuffed animals. Like,
were you supposed to? I never did.
Yeah, too. I never did either.
Okay, so cool. So all of our stuffed animals would be like crying out in pain, like, no, I stink.
Me.
Like, wash me, please.
What were you doing with these stuffed animals?
Bro, I told you, it's not on
No, I wasn't even asking that.
Like, why are they
getting you doing, like,
that
what?
That you need to be clean.
Yeah. That was
I don't know. They just in your bed, bro. Like, I don't know. They was... By my pillow, like
dust.
I drool, so maybe I got some
okay,
drool.
Okay, okay. You just had to clear that up, cause like I used to hold my. I never only saw one stuffed animal, but like I used to hold him in a chokehold. His name was Bobo. I used to just like, you know what I mean?
Not Bobo.
Why you do Bobo like that?
So what do you think Bobo would say if he came back? Would he have beef with you?
Because nah,
he
always cool.
Okay. But dang.
It was just like...
He got a pain kink. You liked it. You said y'all be cool. Like,
Bobo, that's
right?
Crazy.
I used to love every time you put me in a chokehold. Matter of fact, put me in one right now. I need
choke
that.
Me,
I ain't
dog.
Had that in years. Said, hey, wrap Brandon. Me up. Embrace me like that again, bro.
He said, hey, Brandon, come to bed.
That is exactly like Big Mouth. That's some Big Mouth. He's like, really, Jay? Come out here. Come to bed, Jay.
Hey, bro. Look, you still got Bobo?
Yeah.
You know what to do.
Bobo's just, like right over there. He's like, hey.
Right. One time for the one time. But you go to sleep.
Podcast
Bobo
is done.
And one time for the one time. You know what I mean? Wrap him back up.
No, I'm not doing that.
Y'all got any stuffed animals?
I ain't getting it.
Maddie,
this.
No.
Sam?
I didn't have any stuffed animals.
No, I had a Dumbo, but it was probably until I was like 14, 15 that I just said, bye, Dumbo.
Dang.
Why did I think you were going to say 45, even though I know you're not that old?
Wow.
I would never do that.
Do you still have Dumbo?
No. I wish. I actually miss him.
Man.
I don't think I have
come
a gorilla
back on his Liam Neeson and be like, huh? I gotta find this man. You threw me away. You thought it was done.
Oh.
And he really come back.
He would
back
trade
and
that. Trade it back.
Sam sleep.
In his sleep?
Dumbo would probably do that. I was saying, what if Dumbo come back on his Liam Neeson? Like, I gotta find Sam. He thought he was done with
me. I would be like, I thought me and Gina were endgame.
Mm-mm.
Me and Dumbo.
Man.
Me and Dumbo.
Look, you dead sleep, bro. The Roomba knows because it's smart. It knows he came in, but he's like, I ain't going to tell him. Then Dumbo just standing on your chest, looking down on you.
Why is Dumbo got that energy?
you got rid of him, bro. We don't know where Dumbo is. He could be in a landfill.
Then I'm scared now. I'm terrified.
With a little 3-year-old that then ripped his ear off.
Oh,
he's traumatized.
No. Oh, no.
And he said, if I was still with Sam, I'd be straight. So that's how Dumbo got there. He's standing up on your chest.
Then no, I don't
probably
want
this. Stomping a little bit. Yeah. You in deep sleep, so it didn't wake you up.
I'll wake up. It Dumbo stop it. He got forces on and he's fucking.
Okay. Wake up. What are you doing when you see Dumbo?
I'm freaking out. Dumbo come in my house, breaks into my house with forces on, just like stuffing on my chest. I'm like, whoa, man. This is how I die.
Are you doing the Muppet flail? Like,
I just imagine Dumbo comes with that energy, but you're like asleep and you just think it's like a pitter patter of like a dog or something. You're like,
in my house, I
like
have
it's
no
so
animals.
Gentle.
Yeah.
It's so gentle.
I get scared by the littlest things. Like, y'all hear me running about these bats coming in my house. I'm like, I'm terrified of anything that's in my house. So if a freaking Dumbo came back and was in my house.
A random sentient being.
I do not like that at all. That's why I'm like, Toy Story freaks me out if it was real life. I would be legitimately scared. Y'all are like, oh, it's my friend. I'm like, no, you shouldn't be moving.
Sid was on to something.
Sid, I was totally on Sid's side through that entire movie.
Man.
Burn them all.
Not burn them all. Mm-mm. Those are my friends.
Did we respond to what the story was?
We just
or did
said,
we just
we all
move
just said
along?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you guys have a claw machine? Does anybody want to have a claw machine?
I don't want a claw machine, but I want one. I really want one of those arcade games. I feel like that'd be so like those racing ones or like. I want one
cruising
of those
around
so
the world.
Right, the one with the motorcycle.
Or the jet ski.
I love the jet ski one,
and
yeah.
the snowmobile one.
Yeah.
Because that one is like blows wind in your face. But like, come to think of it, like that was kind of unsanitary because it's like. We don't know who's touching those bins.
Ooh, yeah.
But I would clean it out. And
I wouldn't.
We'd be cool.
You're like, I like that. I like that. I don't know.
You know what
I
hated? They had it on the cruise to the roller coaster. I think that thing's trash.
I hate that one. Yeah.
The one where you sit and then like it's like you're going through a mine or something like that. Yeah.
I'm like, this is trash.
I never went on that. I didn't even know there was an arcade on the cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was like.
Because that's where Josh was like. Wasting his money. We're like, Josh, you need to go.
Oh,
I thought it was...
They had a claw machine with $100 bill stacks or whatever. And I was just, you know...
Going for broke.
Yeah.
I thought you were in the casino doing that.
He did do that in the casino, too.
Dang.
No, the money was in the casino. I think it was like a Xbox or like a PlayStation or something.
Dang.
Well, the other Josh did win a PlayStation. From that machine.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
He won a Slim, a PS4 Slim.
What?
But he spent like $50, so it was like worth it. Mm. But he was playing it for like 2 hours and he ended up winning.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey. I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And we were like, Josh, you need to leave. This is crazy. He's like, I'm going to get it. And he did.
And he did.
I mean, it was nothing. I mean, it was nothing special though. It's like a little. I mean, we'll see it next time.
Yeah.
It was like a little. Oh my gosh.
That was the
me.
Greatest thing ever. Don't lie. That
didn't say. Don't pat me. Don't
did
hurt
you move
me.
Your foot back over here for me to scratch again?
No. Yeah, I didn't don't know touch
you,
my feet.
I just
anymore.
Didn't know if you. You had it over there. I was like, oh, she doesn't want me to. And then you moved it back over.
No, one thing
that's I took that wanted. As a sign.
Yeah, I'm like,
well, especially because my feet do this like all the time. So like one thing that I noticed like when I edit is I'm like, my feet are always moving. I'm always like touching my feet or something like during the podcast or like I'm doing this or. So, like, I'll be, like, listening to stories. I'm just, like...
You're a little fidgety, little one.
I'm always moved, though, a little bit.
By the stories? They move you?
Yeah, this claw machine. I was like, oh, what a story. I cried.
You were crying.
Yeah.
She cut it out, but she was bawling.
Bawling.
It's cut out, though.
But there's actually an update, though.
Oh!
Yeah. So, update. Hi, I've decided to dump him. He hasn't been notified yet.
Oh.
Jump into conclusions, but update number two. I bought two Squishmallows and put a story up on Instagram with my friend and I hunting for them. He messaged me about the story and he said he hoped those were for my friend. After consultation with my new friends and my non-stuffed friend, he has been notified of my decision. I am staying with my friend until Monday so he can't find me at home. So they broke up. Wait, why are you confused?
Well, there was another friend.
Her Squishmallows were her new friends, and then her non-stuffed friend is her actual friend.
I was thinking that, but I was like, no, nah, that's maybe.
You're like, it can't be that.
Yeah, it can't be that.
Actually, I have a problem.
I think her actual friend wants to be more than friends and got her to break up with her boyfriend.
But how's he talking?
Well, not the Squishmallow, the other friend that she went with.
How did you get that from a sentence of, I went with my friend?
Between the lines.
I like it.
Oh, you went with your friend? Butterflies in the sky.
I can go twice as high.
Take a look. It's in a book. It's Reading Rainbow. I can go anywhere.
Friends to know.
A place to grow. Grow.
Reading Rainbow. I went high before I...
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for being selfish when I'm sick and proceeding to ignore my family? Background. When I was 10, I was diagnosed with an illness doctors said would eventually take my life. Oh. I'm now in my early 20s, and I don't think I'm one with the world for too much longer. Oh. 4 weeks ago was my birthday, and my mother asked me what I wanted to do to celebrate. Even though I can't participate now, I've always had fond memories of going bowling with my siblings and cousins, so I said I'd like to go to the local bowling alley. My mom was in charge of everything, invites, food, the lot. Throughout her planning, I told her I wanted to enjoy everyone having fun, getting to see my nieces try to bowl. I just wanted to enjoy everyone else having a good time. And when I got there, the mood was somber. No one is bowling and people are mostly just talking in hushed voices. I cannot try to bowl to get everyone started and I'm stuck watching. An hour or so in, my closest cousin says he wants to play the arcade games and I ask to go with him. I watch him play Pac-Man for a while before he says, "I know you use your humor to cope, but this was a little sick even for you." I asked him what he meant and he realized I had no idea what he was talking about. Apparently, my mother made a big stink about this being my last birthday with everyone. It said on the invite, "Last birthday, last year of life." I was so furious and heartbroken. Oh. It's why everyone was sad. I have my cousin bring me back out and take me to my mom. She's crying with her sister and mom still. I tell her I want to leave, and she said, "The reservation is for 4 more hours, and we still have cake." I repeat myself, and my aunt says, "Stop making everything about you for once." She's grieving. I say, "It's all about me. I'm the one dying." I'm yelling at this point, and my mom cries harder. My dad drops me off at the facility and doesn't comment on what happened. He just hugs me and goes. My phone is blowing up after, and people are mad at me until my cousin says I didn't know. I haven't talked to anyone but my cousin since then. My nurse says I'm being stubborn, but I wanted one more good thing before I'm too sick to enjoy any bit of it. Am I the asshole for being selfish when I'm sick and proceeding to ignore my family?
That mom is a true villain. Oh. That mom is horrible.
Oh my God.
That took a turn I was not expecting.
Yeah. I'm going to say I read birthday celebration. I thought maybe it was just going to be a bratty kid. And it was. Yeah.
I think the worst thing is like having a bowling session for 4 hours, longer than 4 hours. That's way too long to bowl. Bowling is bowling at 2 hours. You're like,
my hand hurts.
Yeah.
Why are we? Actually, I got mad at my mom when I went to visit my mom. She's like, "Let's go bowling." I was like, "Okay." And I was like, "You either do like it by game, like do 2 games or 3 games." This chick did 2 hours, and I'm like, two people bowling for 2 hours is a crazy amount of time. I'm
that's
like,
criminal.
And I was like, "Mom, why did you pick 2 hours?" She's like, "Well, it's cheaper to do that." And I'm like, so I was like, it was like an hour and a half. I'm like, well, the game ended, so we're going. Mom's like, "No, we're getting our money to her." So we're just like. I was heated. I'm like, "You should not bowl this long.
You should just grab the ramp at this point."
Man. Maybe if you have 5 people, maybe you have more than 2 people. I'm like, 2 people bowling for that long? I'm like, bowling is a bad date. Right. Like, you should never bowl with just one other person. Right. Unless you're like been married for 25 years and you don't want to talk to each other.
Because bowling, like,
I love bowling.
It's known for that awkward walk back. Yeah. Like, you're walking back and you don't know what to do with yourself. Like, you like.
But I think it's a group thing because if you have 2 people, you can't talk because you're always going to bowl. Yeah, no. Like, right, you need a third person that you talk to the other person and then one's bowling. Yeah, exactly. If you're just 2 people, you're just like, you pass by, you're like, good ball.
Right, yeah, because you still got to be competitive. Yeah, you still got to be competitive.
So I'm like, no. This is not a 2-person thing. It's not a date thing. It's not a 2-person thing.
It could be. It could be.
You guys are very defensive. You guys go on bowling dates.
I know. Y'all go on bowling dates
occasionally. So what?
Yeah, so we did.
How much do you talk?
Yeah.
How's talk?
We were talking the whole time.
We trash talk each other.
We trash talk. We
make bets. I think we've only done like 2 to 3 games though. We do that thing. We don't go by hour or like 2 hours. Okay. It's like, okay, 2 games at the most. And then I think the last time we went, we played 3 games because I was like, Brandon literally smashed me out of the park. Usually like I'm good at bowling, but Brandon came in the expectation that I was going to be good. And I'm like, me too. Yeah. Like, you suck. Mm-hmm. And then he demolished me every single game.
It was so crazy because I'm like, I have 2 games in me. The first game, amazing. I'll almost bowl a turkey. The second game, it's like, you could have did better, you know? You know, I'm starting to get tired. Third game, trash.
Right.
I got a 2-game maximum. And I was like, we made a bet, and it was like, okay, best out of 2 games. I was like, all right, cool. I got the best out of 2 games. I was like, I don't know what's happening. This is unnormal for me. And usually you would be like bowling like in the 200s. And I'm like.
Wait, you bowl in the 200s?
It's literally random. I just throw the ball and it's just there. But it's not consistent.
She got that arm on it.
I still feel like, dude, I feel like my best game is like 170.
I think he's being dramatic. I was in 200s, but it'll be like 100. To like 130.
I don't bowl enough to know if that's a good score or not. Average.
I think the perfect bowl is like 300. Like,
okay.
So 200 is like,
it's
nice.
You need to be a professional bowler, I think.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Yeah, but then that third game came around, she's like, double or nothing.
No, I was like, I need to win something. I was like, last person, they get everything.
You said double or nothing?
Yeah.
And then you were like,
and then I
for
lost.
Your heart.
Yeah.
It's a Love and Basketball reference, I guess.
Yeah,
I saw it when I was younger. I can't quote it, so.
Okay. One of the best movies of all
Can you go to Josh, the movie?
Mm-mm. He said, I'm sorry.
Nuh-uh.
I'm sorry, yeah. He said,
that's fine, because neither can I. Okay. So.
Man.
But yeah, and then that last game, it was just like. It was the total opposite of what I'm used to. Like, I think I probably bowled like my best
better,
game that night.
Yeah, he literally kept getting better. I was like, okay, he's done now. That's what he said. He said he's done.
Yeah.
So now
so I'm gonna come
it's my
in
time.
And beat him, and it'll be nice.
I think I bowled
I got worse over time. He got better over time.
I bowled with my left hand and got a strike.
Dang.
He was really good.
Dang.
So there's a comment here. Not the asshole. Your death is your own personal journey. Yes, I understand it's hard for those who are grieving, but they will still be grieving after you go. You have the right to enjoy your last however long.
Right.
And her putting it on the invitations was going too far and ruined the mood. Still, one might expect people will mourn. Forgive them. There's no need to take that energy with you when you go. I feel like that's a very mature response because...
Yeah, because it's different if they made the invitation like, it's my last birthday. Like, yeah, it is kind of like a jokey thing. The mom doing that and not even telling them that they put that on the invitation is weird.
Yeah.
Like, was there time for any updates on this?
Oh.
They passed?
They didn't update and it was a year ago.
Oh, no, they're gone.
Not the deep sigh.
You can't say that. You cannot say that.
There was time.
Is there time for an update?
I think the sad part is, Josh, that joke hit me so late. You said, was there time for an update? I'm like, yeah, was there time for an update? Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
There was no update, huh? Yeah, that's crazy.
So let's move on to this next story.
We're doing another story?
Yeah, 3 stories.
Oh, wait,
one more story.
Oh, this is
the second. I feel like this is
one more story.
Okay.
Okay. Am I the asshole?
This is a two-story kind of day. We're hungry.
No. You know, let's get through this story then.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for inviting my son's entire class except for one child because of his autism?
No, you're fine.
You really gonna stick with that one?
Oh.
Have you ever seen Parenthood?
No.
The show. There's an autistic kid on the show. Mm. And if the kid is anything like that, I would not have invited him. He's the worst guy on the show.
Wow.
And I would have like.
Wow, Sam, really?
Yeah. You can't come.
You're that shallow?
Yep.
Wow.
What happens on the show? I don't understand.
Yeah, well, because since he's on the spectrum, he has a hard time like seeing cues, physical cues, and so he just comes off as a jerk all the time. And I'm like, there's only so much you can lean on in your autism, and sometimes you're just like, why would I want to hang around you as a kid? Because kids are already bad, and then you throw that on top of it.
Mm. Well, I mean, let's see if this situation is like that.
Let's see. Am I the asshole for inviting my son's entire class except for one child because of his autism?
Wow. I mean, clearly, though, from the title.
And you can also see this.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay, never mind.
No, but I think if you invite the whole class, that is. You have to
change it up.
You have to leave a couple people out. Switching. You have to leave a couple people out.
Yeah, he said, oh, that's right there? Okay. My son's 10th birthday is next Saturday, and me and my husband have planned a party for him. To make sure we gave everyone enough time, we got invitations ready 2 weeks in advance, and I had my son pass them out on Friday. We invited everyone in his class. He goes to a small private school, so there will only be 15 kids to invite, except for one child we'll call David. The school my son goes to has a program for special needs kids where they are put into a normal class once a week. David is a high-functioning autistic child who has been put in my son's class to help him socialize and to help him with other kids to learn not to discriminate against special needs people. From what I know about him and his mother, they're doing their best, and I have nothing against either of them. However, there have been incidents with David before. Last year, through friends, I had heard that David had a meltdown at another party he was invited to, and I didn't know if I believed it, but parents who were there say that it was because he wanted to open presents like the birthday boy, and when they told him no, he freaked out. There are logical problems as well. The party will be in a loud arcade, so in the end, I decided not to invite David. Well, after my son passed the invitations, word spread around that we had excluded the special needs child in his class. This got back to David's mother, who called me last night and confronted me about this. She told me that I am awful for excluding her son and that I am teaching my son to discriminate. When I brought it up, the logistics and the past incident, she told me that I am an asshole for assuming what her son can and can't do before hanging up. I woke up this morning to a passive-aggressive post by her, and many other parents are siding with her.
I feel like autism has such a spectrum that there are like some social things that they like, they're okay. And like, she brought up the whole like arcade and like, you know, like with people on the spectrum, I think like those type of things, like loud arcade and stuff like that, is too much for them sensory-wise. So it's like, but at the same time, it's a spectrum. So it's like, who knows? Maybe he could have not been affected by that
as much.
But I think there should have been a communication between the mom and that mom, because it's like, look, I don't necessarily know what he's capable of. Here's what we're doing. Is there any way we can like at least have somebody like to oversee it?
Right.
Just so he doesn't feel excluded. But then at the same time, she's covering her own self and her son and all that.
Yeah.
Because like and then too, like the mom freaking out, it was kind of warranted, because it's like, having a child that you kind of have to, like, you know the world's going to be against them. So it's like, yeah, she freaked out for right reasons, because it's like she's probably going to get used to it
right
growing up. But yeah, I think all in all, a lot of adult problems just need to be solved with communication. I think that was the main thing.
Preach.
I agree. I think that this should have been up to his mom to figure out if he could deal with the party. Whether it's wearing like sensory, like the headphones or whatever. And maybe maybe if his mom went, then she could have been able to help with situations like opening the presents. Like, I don't know. I think that, especially because it was literally just David that wasn't invited, like Sam said as a joke, but maybe truthfully, like, maybe take some other kids off the list. Maybe
invite
10. You know, it's not the whole classroom. But if you're going to invite everybody but him, you might as well be like, hey, you know, David's mom, we would, you know, like to have him at the party. If you, you know, want to come. And if she says no, then leave it at that. But just kind of invite him just to see, you know.
Right. Because, you know, I feel like I was kind of thinking of this as like, you know, normal kid birthday parties, like, I don't think it's normal to invite the whole class. So it's just like, okay, your kid has friends in his class, whatever, and if David wasn't one of those friends, then it wouldn't have really been that much of a problem, because there's a lot of the class that probably weren't his friends that weren't invited. But yeah, it kind of solos out that mom, because David was literally the only one that didn't get invited to the party. So I definitely get what you're saying. Like, I feel like if it was a normal party where the whole class wasn't invited, it probably would have been okay and not as serious, because, you know, maybe, you know, the kid wasn't friends with David, so that's the reason or whatever. But, yeah, I think a lot of pressure was put on her because David was the only one.
I think the tough part too now is that kid is probably gonna have so many problems just because of his mom's decision. Mm. Like, cause then David's mom goes to Facebook and now has got all these other parents. And so it's like, parents are gonna talk, kids are gonna listen. Mm-hmm. Be like, oh, I heard that you didn't let David come to the party. You're not really cool. Well, I don't know. It depends on how old they are, but it's like, that just sucks because it's like,
or maybe they're like high-fiving them like, I didn't want to invite David either. Now you're the first one to do it.
Kids will do that.
Yeah.
Kids are sick, especially like upper elementary to middle school.
Yes.
It's a weird time. You get a lot of bullies, a lot of weird stuff going on because I guess they're trying to figure out who we are for real. But
well, I think that's the problem too. I'm like, they invite everybody and then everybody comes back to school. They're like, that party was crazy.
David, you should have been there.
David's the only one who didn't go. That sucks.
Yeah.
That's why I think... I think you should be able to invite whoever you want to the party, but yeah, inviting the whole class and singling out one person, nah, that ain't cool.
And even thinking about how she was like, I had him give everybody the invitations in person. It's like David, he's going to go to every single desk except for David's. Like
skips over David. He trips and drops it on there. He's like, nope, sorry.
That's not for you, David. Like David's like, oh, that's not for you.
David's like, really?
Yeah, that
or the mom's even pettier. The gives also there's a David invitation that just is an invitation to a different party or a different place. Man. So they all go to one party and David.
Wow,
alone.
That would be horrible.
Yeah, that'd be sick. Or I would boycott that boy the birthday party.
Yeah,
I'd be like, if David can't come, I'm not going either. And everybody like. Raise your hand if you go into this party. Nobody raise their hand.
Oh my God. Oh,
I know, Sam. I'm like, it's Chuck E. Cheese.
It's Chuck E. Cheese, though. It's my dude, Charles.
Right.
I gotta go.
Man. Dang.
Yeah, I think these ended up being some more tough stories than I thought. I was like, we'll have a mean episode. And then I was like, nah, let's do a fun episode. And I was like, nah.
It turned into
a mean episode. It contorted. Anyway.
Right.
No. Yeah.
Don't know what you think you thought.
Anyway, we got to close out the show.
Oh, yeah. Brandon got
Josh,
a FIFA name.
Nice shirt, man.
Thank you. You know what I mean?
Nice freaking shirt.
This the pod shirt, you feel me? This the pod fit. Fresh cut.
Josh, thanks for coming to the podcast with your nice shirt on.
We're so happy you came. You're always a joy.
You're a joy.
You're a joy.
And you're number two to us.
It goes to Dia, then you.
Oh, I see we did number two.
Hey, hey, look, bro.
Earlier.
See, Dia, that's that girl, bro. She's
that girl.
She's her.
She's her.
She's her.
You're him. You're him. But she's her.
Is up there.
She's her.
Him is like right here. Yeah. Her. Yeah.
But you him.
I get it.
You straight up him.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You
hear it
here
first. My boy's single. Hey, come in the comments if you want to talk to him.
Man, working on himself.
Hey,
man,
that's him.
Leave me alone. I shouldn't even got a haircut. Don't even worry about that. Nah. I should have been ugly right now.
My boy looking fresh right now.
I need repellent. Wait, hey, give me that.
Hey, give that Carl repellent.
Give me the Carl repellent. I need to
spray it on yourself.
Carl free zone. Yeah.
I definitely don't want no Carls, but I need everybody else repellent, not even just Carl. Yeah.
Oh, he needs all repellent. Dang.
No.
I think we're out of pellets.
I'm not ready for the world yet. Or is the world not ready for me?
Oh,
no, I think it's the second one for sure, I think.
Either one.
Well, thank you for watching
That's
us.
Your phone.
What about it?
It's yours.
Yeah.
I kept thinking it was my phone. I'm like, I was getting mad. I'm like, why is she sitting on my phone like this?
You're like about to push me over.
I'm like, I can't even grab it because he's like fully sitting on it.
You're like, that's...
And I don't know why I was just getting madder. And I'm like, that's not my phone. It's right here. So I'm glad.
Look over and I just see that's your phone. I'm like, okay. But that makes sense. Is why you're so aggressive. Yeah. Is because it was like, you thought it was your phone.
Yeah, I thought it was my phone.
And you're like, stop sitting on it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, bye, guys.
Oh,
thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for coming to the Cover Level Podcast. See you next week.
See ya.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.